What's going up, you guys? Welcome back. We're back to the Infinity Box for Watch. I am your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your box man, Banana Man, Brian. What's going on, Brian?
Nothing. How are you?
Good, good. As they say in Ohio, Feliz Navidad, everyone.
Only in Ohio?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where that comes from.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom end of the DCEU. We're going to talk about it podcast.
Thank fucking God.
But before, as always, we're going to talk about news in the news. And even though we've been gone for a little bit, I'll say not a ton of news. But the biggest news, Brian, we had a court case. We had a jury. We had a decision. Jonathan Majors is guilty. He's out. Fired immediately by Disney. They didn't waste 1 second. He's out. Seems like Kang's out. Any thoughts on this?
I think they were going to fire him regardless. It's a court case. I think it came out he's innocent. Marvel is going to be like, eh, you know what? We're parting ways.
Yeah, it was
the thing to do.
I don't know if they had inside information or what, but, you know, previous to, I believe, even the court case starting, they had moved on from the director and the writer of Kang Dynasty to change it. So, yeah, yep. I mean, it's very, the seeds were there that they were very much planning to get rid of him and to move in a different direction.
I don't really care, to be honest. Like, I remember when they announced Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty, it sounded awesome, and then they had him in Loki, looked good. They had him in Ant-Man 3, kind of disappointing overall. I liked the variants. I thought he did a good job, like, differentiating them, but then, like, Secret Invasion happened, and I was like, all right, I don't know where all of this ties in, but okay. And then Loki 2 happened, and I know they were probably already writing him out at this time, clearly by the way Loki 2 ended, but I am not like, oh, damn, I'm going to miss that Kang storyline. I'm fine. Let's just fucking forget it. Move on. Make Secret Wars awesome.
Yeah, I think you said it to a friend of ours, and I agree with you. Kang's ending could be the end of Loki Season 2, I think it's a wrap-up. Yeah. The TVA is keeping him in check. And
it's not great, but it works.
Yeah, canonically, it 100% is the reason why you wouldn't see him anymore.
Yeah, like, idiots will still ask, and I'm sure the Snyderverse will rip it apart and be like, oh, okay. But, you know what? They tied a little bow on it.
Yeah. If they never mention him again, that you did get an ending.
Yeah.
Just have to watch Loki Season 2. Yeah, I'm excited to see where they go from here, honestly. If what we learn about Avengers 5, the new writing of the film, who's going to be in it, who's directing it. So, should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think they have a good path forward after what could have been pretty disastrous.
Yeah. Staying on the MCU train. Brian, we didn't get this email, but I saw the email. Marvel emailed some journos their official schedule for 2024. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Okay, there's only two things with dates, so I'll give those out real quick. January 9th on Disney Plus, you're going to get a binge drop of 5 episodes of Echo.
Hell yeah.
So that's fun.
Then, can't wait for Echo.
Yeah, it looks good. Then on July 26th, 2024, this summer, your only MCU movie will be coming out, Deadpool 3.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be, it's already going to be a 10, I'm calling it.
Yeah, I think so. Then you have one more live action project. They're calling this late 2024, assumedly for Halloween. You're going to have Agatha, Coven of Chaos. or Darkhold Diaries. Yes. They've changed the names.
Yes.
I will tell you, as your boss right now, you will not be passing on the show, and you will be watching it for the podcast.
Ugh. All right. I hope it blows me away and I'm wrong about it.
I will say that that show is of a bygone era in Disney where they greenlit and did bit player shows for everyone. But yeah, I don't think if this was now, this show would even be in the conversation of happening. But it is already filmed and shot, and it will be coming out next fall, most likely. Late 2024.
Like, it could be good. It just, it feels like we're a little, I don't know, stuck in the past or all over the place with it. I just don't know why that is
happening. I'm going to assume that it's going to have nothing to do with anything, and it's just going to be its own standalone kind of follow-up to WandaVision, I guess.
It's like, if we're doing a follow-up to WandaVision, give me White Vision. I don't know.
Yeah, aren't they banging Vision Quest? Aren't they putting that in like the... They're banging Vision Quest and they're putting his story in like another show or movie or whatever that they haven't even announced yet. So, that's fun.
So, years and years away.
Yeah. And then, Brian, unannounced dates, but, you know, announced for next year, so they'll decide when to fit that in. The three live action projects. You're going to have three animated projects, Brian. I know you love animation.
The best.
Eyes of Wakanda, which is just kind of came out of nowhere. If you remember, there was a there was the announcement of a Wakanda series, and everyone thought it was going to be live action, but no, it's going to be this animated show, part of the MCU.
I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Apparently, when we do see it, the animation is apparently amazing. So, only a select few people got to see a little bit of it at the What If premiere.
Nice.
Then, obviously, you're going to have X-Men 97, which is finally coming out. That's awesome. We love that. And then the revamped Spider-Man freshman year, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, or whatever they're calling this thing now. Season one of that will be out sometime next year. So that'll be interesting.
I'm in. I'll check these out. I mean, like, yeah, whatever.
They seem now like if you remember when they were first announced, like, you know, like Spider-Man freshman year was supposed to be like the prequel to the Tom Holland stuff. And then they changed it to be more multiversal. Norman Osborn gets him instead of Tony Stark, blah, 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 this and that. So, It's a lot different than originally announced, but it sounds fun.
Yeah, they're just low stakes, fun stuff, and I think your enjoyment of them is tied to how much you like anime. Yes. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah, like I know it's Marvel Studios, and no one really knows what their plan is with the X-Men, but like the follow up to the 97 X-Men show seems like that's just for us, like as fans, and less like. You have to watch this if you want to know what's going on in the MCU kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, that's going to hit the nostalgia people.
Yeah, I think that's more that. And then obviously Eyes of Wakanda seems like that's going to be canonical sort of animation. So that's cool. Kind of like that Star Wars, you know, Rebels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's the Marvel 2024 slate. It's pretty low, but it's pretty, it's low stakes, I guess, really, other than Deadpool, and a little bit Echo, but should be fun, and they need to recalibrate. It's time to, recalibrate this bad boy.
It honestly, it feels like a break from everything, which is probably a good thing.
You get a banger movie, maybe a banger show, some animation, it'll keep you interested.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's nothing tied to, like, any of the... Yeah, the OG or any of the big ones, which is good.
Yes. So that's going to be fun. And then as you remember, 2025, they have a pretty loaded slate. I'm a little less sure that this Fantastic Four movie is going to come out in 2025 because they still haven't announced. Like, I know that we've gotten those like reports of who's playing who, Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, stuff like that, but they never announced it. They never announced like that they are going to film it next year and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
that May 2025 date I think might be changing soon. But they still have a big, they still have a big slate for 2025, so it's not a big deal if they push that to 2026.
But we will. Because you cannot give us the shitty Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, like make sure it's good.
Finally,
we've been waiting for that. But I mean, they do got Matt Shackman directing. I'm not sure who the writer of the movie is, but should be interesting. And then finally, in news, in the DC. In the DCU, we got our Lex Luthor, Brian, Nicholas Hoult.
I like it.
Yes, I think he will be tremendous. He definitely looks the part. James Gunn went on Threads, I believe, and said that he wanted this Superman and Lex Luthor to be more contemporary, same age kind of deal. So that'll be interesting. I'm excited. I think this is a good cast. I think I'm ready to see set photos next year. I believe they're still starting filming in March. I'm ready for the DCU, baby.
Yeah, like, trailers that have come out recently for MCU movies or even DC movies, I'm like, all right, give me a trailer. I'll watch it. Yeah. When Superman trailer drops, I'm going to be like, stop everything. Yeah. There's a trailer.
I'm going to need at least 30 minutes by myself to watch it multiple times.
Yep. Look forward to that one for sure.
Big time. So yeah, that's gonna be our news in the news segment. We'll be back with more news, maybe, hopefully. Although it's a holiday week, so maybe no news next week. But yeah, interesting bunch of news heading into the new year. We love to see that. Hey, Brian, are you ready to talk about the end of the DCEU here with our Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom review kind of
thing? Holy shit. Do here? I mean, I'm so glad this is done. This whole universe.
I simply, just as a post-mortem, I guess, for the DCEU, I can't believe that with the time they had, I know there was an actor strike, but at the beginning of the year, you knew that this was going to be the end of this, right? Because he made the announcement slate. He announced that he was hired the end of last year, 2022. They announced the slate the end of January. So you knew that this was the end coming. You knew this was going to be the last movie. They didn't do anything to announce, like, just wrap this up, like, at all.
Yeah.
It is completely just basically its own contained story, and none of it is like, all right, this is the end of that. It just is the end of a movie, and it ends a universe, basically, which is insane.
I think they just didn't care.
Very clearly, nobody at DC Studios cared about this. They did not do a red carpet premiere, which is funny because everyone was so worried about, you know, oh, what are these movies going to do now that, you know, we have no, like, when the actor strike was happening, we have no actors, there's no promotion, there's none of this. DC Studios was like, just do a fan. I think what they did was just like a fan screening with Momoa and Juan was there, like,
DC, which is so sad.
Warner Brothers, they just kind of were like, we gotta put this movie in theaters just because we have to. And that's what they did. They threw it out there. And Brian, you'll never believe this.
What?
It was the number one ranked, not ranked, it was the number one box office movie of the week, of the weekend.
That is shocking. What, did nothing else come out?
Well, a lot of stuff came out, but it was nothing, I guess, that was blockbustery. You had Migration, which came in third.
I would have rather seen that.
Yeah, it does look fun. Anyone but You, the Sydney Sweeney movie, came in fourth. Something Named Salar came in fifth. And what I want to see, the Iron Claw, the wrestling movie, came in sixth.
Yeah, I think Iron Claw would have been my guess. Well, I guess I would have been very wrong.
Yeah, came in sixth. And Wonka was second.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Domestically, Wonka's already made $75 million, so that's actually really good for that movie.
That's good.
But yeah, number one ranked movie. It's tracking to be the number one movie on Christmas Day with $11 million, almost 12, which would take the gross to $40 million for the long weekend. And I think that's going to be it. I don't know if people are going to see it after this weekend. Seems like it's kind of dead
on arrival. That much money is crazy to me. Like, I know we saw it, but like, this movie fucking sucked. Why are people going to see it?
I told you earlier the year, this is their best chance to make money on this movie because people just go to the movies on Christmas.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That was their only hope.
And I'm assuming that men are kind of like, I'm assuming they're not going to want to see the Sydney Sweeney movie with like their family. So they're just like, let's go see Aquaman. Let's go see Aquaman. I don't want to see my Grace. So maybe we'll just go see Aquaman. We all like Aquaman, yeah. Right? First one was good. Yeah. Everyone saw it. It was a $1 billion movie.
Yeah, the first one was kind of fun. Like, I didn't hate the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this movie. Directed by James Wan, Brian. Starring Jason Momoa. Yes, he came back and made a not as good movie. Starring Jason Momoa and Patrick Wilson as Thor and Loki. You had Amber Heard coming back as Mira. Yaya was back as Black Manta. Randall Park, my man, was back as Dr. Shin. Dolph Lundgren was back as Mira's father. Forget his name. Boba Fett was back as Aquaman's dad. Apparently Martin Short was Kingfish. Did you know this?
No.
The fat fish from the Sunken World.
Oh, that fucker?
Yeah, that was Martin Short.
That was stupid.
And obviously, Nicole Kidman comes back as Atlana. She didn't really have a big part in this movie.
No.
It was basically the Aquaman and Orm show. This movie came out, obviously, this week, December 22nd. DC Studios, Warner Brothers Discovery. I'm just saying keywords now. Let's get into it. Arthur Curry and Mira had a baby, Brian. Arthur Jr.
They did. That's how it starts off.
Yes.
It's kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah, it's cute, baby.
And we get like a little voiceover, which I think they did in the first one.
Yes.
Just Arthur Curry, what he's been up to. He's, you know, ruling Atlantis, juggling life between boring Atlantis, like overseeing political matters as king and raising his kid, living with his wife, Mira, who's barely in this movie.
Yeah.
Later on, a little bit during the fights, but like not much. And we get a glimpse of Black Manta as well.
Yes.
Who I just bothers me so much that it's the same villain. But he still hates Aquaman, killed his father, and he basically wants to just get to Aquaman and kill him again.
Yeah.
Or try to kill him again.
Black, so the whole Black Manta, like Randall Park, Dr. Shin thing, I feel like it was the more interesting parts of the movie was them, but also like, okay, show me the bad guy from The Lost Kingdom, Necris, I believe is the name of it or whatever. Excited for him, yeah. Excited to see Aquaman fight that guy. They never fight. They kill him right away. I think that was the most disappointing part of the movies for me.
Yeah, because it just feels like they did Aquaman 1 again in ways.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, Manta ended up actually being the only villain in the movie, other than, you know, the
Trump. Yeah.
I really did think that there was going to be a bigger part for the lost zombies or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah, they were kind of cool looking.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, and we could have spent more time with that, but they just killed him right away. They killed him.
Yeah, like, pretty easily.
Yeah. I get that he was, like, stuck in ice, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to see him fight a little bit.
Yeah, there was that big, like, creature that they found in most of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
They were there, like, in the beginning. That's how they found, like, this ancient,
the Lost
Kingdom. This ancient, like, other kingdom.
The Lost Kingdom.
The Lost Kingdom. You see how much I hated this movie.
Yeah.
And, like, a big part of the movie is him getting, reuniting with his brother.
Yes.
Orm. And Orm has just been kind of, like, locked up and made to just, you know, live out his days, but they meet up. He decides he's going to get his help to go after David Kane, and they go to fucking Kingfish, who is apparently Martin Freeman.
Short.
Who was really just Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything else. And it was, they go to him, and they're like, he's sends them off to this island, and they have to deal with this, like, black trident that is really fucking powerful. It was created by this, what's his face? I forget the guy's name.
He ends up being, like, the part of like, Aquaman's bloodline, like, his great-great-great-whatever grandfather guy or whatever.
Yeah, and he, like, tried to get thrown way back when. And, yeah, that was it. So, the bloodline can release this guy, Kordak, that was his name.
Kordak.
And, they find out the Black Manta kidnapped Arthur Jr., and they decide to go and meet up with him to get Arthur Jr. back and join this
whole big fight. Manta, and you know what? Black Manta stabs Boba Fett with his evil black trident, and yep. He didn't die.
Oh no! So how bad could it be?
Yeah, nobody really died in this movie. I guess just Black Manta, kind of like
yeah,
like they could have done. They could have went for it. Like the last movie, they could have went for it and made you like feel some feelings, but they did not. They did not do that here. And I feel like I felt like Flash and Blue Beetle, and even to some extent like Shazam 2 this year, all had like very like heartfelt moments where you could like feel for the characters, and it makes you feel invested in the story and stuff like that. You had mm-hmm. none of that in this movie. This movie was just fight, 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 which is cool, but like give me a little like investment story.
There were so many fights in this movie.
Yeah, and I don't want to complain about that because it's cool, but it's obviously the worst of the four that they put out this year, and it's like, you know, the other stories had beats where you can feel for the main character and feel for people that they've lost and that they're trying to avenge and get on them on this journey. And it's just like Black Manta just kind of, you know, he just hurt some people, but they all ended up living, so like, you know, not too bad.
Yeah.
All things considering.
Like the final scene but the scene in Flash where he has to, you know, put the can back and says goodbye to his mom.
Yeah.
Better than this whole movie.
Dude, so good. Dude, the scene... I could go through all the scenes of the three movies that came before this movie this year that were, like, emotionally, like, very impactful to me, where I thought, like, they did a very good job making me care about what was going to happen next. And here, again, they had a chance. Listen, this is the last fucking movie. Just kill Boba Fett. Make Aquaman, like, avenge his father. Let him have that moment of, like, being there for his dad. But basically, they get back to the house, and he's, like, stumbling out. And they're just like, I think he'll be all right. We got to get Arthur Jr. Like, I didn't...
Probably fine.
Like, I feel bad. Like, I did not care that, quote-unquote, Arthur Jr. was in danger. Like, I wasn't feeling it like, oh, you know?
Like, I didn't care. We just met him.
Yeah, like, he's a baby. Like, I know it sucks. No one wants to see a baby in danger, but, like...
Don't you know, it's also like they didn't show him being a dad. Like, they showed one scene of it, and then it's like gone until his kid is kidnapped like an hour later.
Yeah, he mentions like in the beginning, he's just like, I like being a dad. I've always wanted to be a dad with my little fish son talking to goldfish.
They made it very like, it's like they tried to go the comedy route, but it was not funny ever.
Oh, this movie had like two things I laughed at, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, and they were very trying to do jokes, and it did not. None of it landed.
No. Just like none landed.
No.
I don't even know where we're in this fucking stupid
movie. Arthur Jr., he's in danger.
So many fights.
So yeah, they're fighting a lot. I think we could basically wrap up this review here. They're gonna, you know, sacrifice Arthur Jr., Black Manta. So that you could free Necrus's king, zombie guy. But, you know, Aquaman's there just at the right time. And they had a cool moment where, like, Orm, like, turns evil again with the black trident. But he has, him and Aquaman have this, like, moment where he's like, Orm, don't do this. You're my brother. I love you. Even though he doesn't really know him.
Even Boba Fett's like, go easy on your brother. He's your brother.
Yeah. So, like, they have kind of, like, this decent scene where Orm's, you know, possessed. And Aquaman's got to get him out of it. And he does. And he kills the one cool villain in the movie that I thought maybe could have been fun to see. And then
the only one.
Yeah, and then I like Yaya. I think he did a good job. I thought he was interesting. But like for him to be the only guy in the end, like I was very much expecting this second villain to be important. He wasn't.
Nope.
And then Yaya falls to his death. He doesn't want to take Aquaman's hand. He was like, fuck you, I'd rather die.
Yep, it's like this cheesy slow motion dramatic fall.
There was a few slow motion things that they did that I think looked like shit in this movie.
Oh, some of the graphics were really bad in this one.
Like, and it's hard, it's easy, right? Because it's like, oh, it's mostly CGI, it's all water world shit, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, like, you only notice it a little bit when the CGI is bad because it's just a lot of stuff in your face. But they did do some, like, I would say 2, 3, 4 times, some very bad slow. Like, the moment didn't call for a slow-mo, but they just did some really bad slow-mo. I don't know.
Yep.
So.
It's like they probably went for, like, a higher budget, and they're like, no, it's Aquaman 2. No one cares. Work with what you got.
Yeah, so Black Manta dies. Dolph Lundgren, my boy, was like, I respect you now, Orm. And they were like, yeah, it's crazy that you died in this battle. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, what an idiot. And they were like, yeah, man, if you want to just, like, go and pretend to be dead, like, I think you don't have to go back to jail.
Yeah, like, you're fine.
Yeah, and he finally calls Aquaman brother, and that was supposed to be, like, a big thing, but I don't know, I didn't care.
No, it didn't do anything for me.
No. It's, at this point,
like,
the movie's also ending, right? and you're like, oh, this is, it's over. Like, there's nothing to care anymore because the movie's over, the universe is over. We're wrapping things up now. Golden Brother, great. Yep. That's the last time we'll ever see Patrick Wilson on the screen, although it wasn't, unfortunately.
No, oh my god.
So, like, they just end up doing the Aquaman voiceover. The Atlantis is going to show themselves. That was another part of this where, like, the politics of Atlantis, like, the council does not want to reveal themselves to the world. And, like, Aquaman is like, well, how will they know that they're killing us if we don't tell them we exist? And I'm like, a good point.
It's true.
Yeah.
But, like, it reminded me of Wakanda. Like, Wakanda wanted to stay hidden and do their own thing. And when they decided to, like, you know, come out and actually, like, be recognized and work with the world, it was like, oh, shit, cool. Yeah. And this, it was like, all right, whatever. Don't give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They didn't sell it.
He does, you know, he does the big voiceover and then he's there and he's given a speech in New York City, which I thought was weird because, like, while I believe in the DC comics and, you know, I guess the DC universe, like, New York technically exists, they usually don't go there because they do, like, Gotham and Metropolis and they use their own cities, you know, like, so it being in New York kind of was like very MCU-y. I was like, well, this doesn't feel right to be in New York.
And I probably didn't realize.
Like, DC, again, there's New York, like, in these places, in like, the universe, but it's, like, very rarely referenced because DC likes to stay in their own, like,
established their own places.
Yes, their own places. So, like, just seeing that, I was like, this is weird. It feels like we're in the MCU now. Like, because, you know, MCU loves to use New York as a backdrop.
Yep.
And then he does the I Am Iron Man, and the movie ends. And
so bad.
That was it. And they we're not going to talk about the post-credit scene. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
Because it's over, Brian.
Thank God.
This was...
Thank God. Like, there was promise once for this universe, and boy, did it crash and burn.
Yeah. I even thought, I was like, oh, like, really, you know, if you take away Guardians of the Galaxy, I think DC cooked a little bit more than Marvel this year. I didn't think Flash 2 was as bad as a lot of people thought it was. I really liked the Flash and Blue Beetle, like, a lot. And then, like, I was like, oh, you know, if they could really stick the landing with Aquaman and head into the DCU on a good note, we're going to be living. But
yep.
They didn't. It was a wet fart. It really was.
A wet fart.
Yeah. So wet and disgusting. But yeah, I mean, you want to do a post-mortem for the DCEU, Brian? This was the last movie. Here's the thing. Like, it doesn't feel real because this movie, like, does not end the universe at all. It's just kind of a movie where you would think probably an Aquaman 3 was coming after it, the way it ends. So you're just like, no, this is just it. It's over. So,
you know, here's the thing. Like, DCEU, now that it is dead,
yes,
it started strong with Man of Steel, but, like, maybe we should have known when he killed Zod that this was going in a weird place from the get-go.
Yes.
You go to Batman vs. Superman, which was way too quick, but we were just excited to see the two together, but it's got fit all over the place, even though it did introduce Wonder Woman, who was badass and had the greatest entrance. Wonder Woman, fucking great movie. We were on the upswing.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, fun, different. Okay, let's get a bunch of villains in here, build this world out. Enchantress was weird. But I still do defend that movie. I think it's got promise. Then they threw Justice League at us. All right, wow, way too quick, but okay. You were just trying to keep up with the Avengers. It's got problems. It's got evil Superman. It's got probably the worst Lex Luthor ever.
Yeah.
Then you already had Aquaman introduced to the Justice League, and then you're giving us a solo one after that, which was a weird choice. So we're... Our only home run here is like Wonder Woman and maybe Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Then you get just all over the place. You give us Shazam, who's random. Great movie. But just didn't really fit in with the others. No. Birds of Prey is out of fucking left field just because they knew that Harley Quinn was hugely popular.
Harley Quinn and Margot Robbie, yeah, that's like the only reason that that happened. And it ended up being really, really good. I thought that movie, but yeah, a lot of people.
Really, it is a good movie. It's just it's the essence of it is so standalone. Yes. You can't do anything else with it.
There was not even. I don't even think the next time you see Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad 2, they don't even really mention the movie at all. So it's just like
no. Yeah. And I think this is where they went right off a cliff. You get Wonder Woman 84, which I think is the worst movie ever made.
Oh,
Zach,
worst movie ever made. I don't know about that. It is insane that the same people who made the first Wonder Woman made this.
It's so bad. But right after that, then you get Zack Snyder's Justice League. So already there's like turmoil within. You can't have like two of the same movie with different versions. It's confusing. It's weird.
I think then, so. Here's the thing: they never disowned Justice League, but they should have, and they should have been like, "This is what happened. Like this supercut is just use this as canon." And they never truly came out there and said that, So I think that was a mistake. But, yeah,
like that. So that was an issue because you had. This confusing Justice League situation. You had shitty Wonder Woman 2. And then, right after that, you get the Suicide Squad, as if this shit wasn't confusing enough already. So you gotta try to explain that to people. And again, great movie, but your world building is like contradicting itself internally now.
Yeah.
And then you get Dwayne Johnson on the highest horse I've ever seen, trying to change the base or the douche or whatever
he used to be. He very badly wanted to be the James Gunn of the new DC Studios, and because this movie absolutely flopped at the box office, he did not get it.
No. And, and that movie is as cookie cutter as they come.
Yeah.
Shazam 2 was fun. Flash was great. Blue Beetle was out of nowhere. And then Aquaman. So they just all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
They never found their stride and they raced to Justice League. I think that was the main issue.
And here's another thing, really. Once Zack Snyder was out after Justice League, like when he left, there was no, you just went through the whole thing. There was never anything that seemed like it was leading anywhere. You had your references and you had, your cameos and, Superman was at the end of Black Adam, even though it should have been.
It was like a hodgepodge.
Yeah, there's, none of it, The Flash obviously had Batman in it and Birds of Prey had, references to the Joker and stuff like that, even though, Leto wasn't in it. And Shazam, obviously, the first Shazam had, all those Easter eggs for other characters and stuff like that. But, it was never leading anywhere. It was all just kind of movies that are taking place in the same universe, but there's no real plans to, bring any of it together. The Rock was fighting about not, being in a Shazam movie and, it was very, and you had James Gunn, who was, at first he was, this is in the DCEU, but I'm like recasting people and I'm changing the story, which he didn't end up doing. It ended up being, you know, working, I guess, with, you know, what the DCEU was at the time. But then, yeah, you know, he gets the job to be the head of the studio, and he's just like, yeah, actually, instead of just, you know, continuing this universe, I'm just going to spaghetti it, and we're going to just create a new universe. But we're going to keep, you know, my Suicide Squad characters that I really liked, and Blue Beetle. And everyone else is going to fuck off.
I think he knew it was a shit show.
Yeah. But, like, the only problem... Yeah. Listen, am I excited for Peacemaker Season 2 and for Zoilo to be Blue Beetle again with Booster Gold? Yes, I think those things are fun, and they worked, and they were amazing, and I like Blue Beetle, I like Peacemaker, and I like John Cena, and I think it'll be cool to see them continue. But when you're literally doing a whole new universe, but you're keeping like two or three of the things that were in the previous universe, it's like you should have just restarted.
He should have scrapped them all. Yeah, it's also like they're fun characters, but none of them are important.
You could find him a new character. John Cena could play a lot of different characters.
Just like, Momoa is going to be playing a new character.
Yes, exactly like that, yes. Momoa is like, oh, you know what? I can play Lobo. It's a new universe. I've always wanted to play Lobo. And it's like, yeah, fine, cool. It's a new universe. I don't care. But then when, like, Lobo is in the same scene as, like, fucking Peacemaker from the other universe, it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
But whatever, spaghetti, you know, things. It happens.
You know what also grinds my gears? They never, like you just said, they're never moving towards anything. Like, Marvel literally showed you. Like, we know we were going towards collecting the Infinity Stones. Yeah. You could always just drop something in there that led towards that.
Yeah.
No, they never even hinted at anything. They were just like, ah, shit, do a Justice League movie.
Yeah, like, okay, Brian, just quickly before we go, because this is going a little long. But I like it. I like this discussion. Say you got, you know, say DC Warner Brothers was like, Brian, I listened to the podcast. I love all your ideas. I want you to head this studio, but you can't.
That'd be awesome.
You can't make a new universe. You have to continue the story after Aquaman 2. Like, what the, like, I don't even know what the fuck I would do to make it make sense where it's then leading to something. What is any of this leading towards? Nothing. So you kind of just got to come up with shit out of thin air to try to make it make sense. Like, I would maybe somehow, like, have to have, like, a Black Adam, Superman, Shazam kind of deal. But at that point, is that even going to make money? Because it's just three of the same characters fighting each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, all right, that's at least built up a little bit. Even though The Rock didn't want to do anything with Shazam, which didn't make any fucking sense to me at all.
He's so stupid.
I don't know.
They rushed to it. Yeah. That's all it is. They rushed it.
Yeah.
They introduced Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman and then the rest of the Justice League before any of them got solo movies. And for some reason, they thought Cyborg was necessary. We're done here.
I like that we really don't even mention Cyborg because it's like it didn't happen.
It's so bad. Like, no one in the fucking world likes Cyborg.
No. And he's like more of a, known as a Teen Titan, not a Justice League member. Like, you have the Green Lanterns, you have Martian Manhunter, you have Green Arrow, you have all these people that are cool Justice League members that you could have used, and Zack Snyder landed on Cyborg.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably thought he was being clever or something.
I guess. Yeah. Sucks. Don't watch Rebel Moon. Apparently it's really bad.
I've heard good things, which is shocking.
From who?
I'm not going to out them on the air.
Wow. I heard it's like the worst version of... It's like Zack Snyder cosplayed as George Lucas and made like the worst New Hope of all time.
I've heard it's very Star Warsy.
Yeah, he pitched... So if you don't know the story about Rebel Moon, Years ago, Zack Snyder went to Disney and was like, let me do a Star Wars movie. I have a script. And they were like, fucking no. And then Netflix was like, we want to sign Zack Snyder to like a 5-picture deal. We don't care what you make, just make 5 pictures. And he was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do like 2 or 3 Rebel Moons. That's my Star Wars movie. And then it literally is just A New Hope, but bad.
I got to see it.
Yeah, don't watch it. Don't do it. Don't do that to yourself. Watch anything.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to give him a view.
Oh, God. They're already making the second one if they didn't already film it already, but, like, come on. Don't do that.
Yeah, it comes out in, like, April or something.
Here's the thing, too, about, you know, this. Before they released this movie, he was like, oh, yeah, in the future, you're getting a 4.5-hour director's cut of this movie.
Hell yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Why does he always need to make 5-hour movies? Those are just limited series. Just make a 5-episode fucking show.
Yeah. You should just do a show.
Yeah, just do shows. Do we just crack the code? Should Zack Snyder go from doing movies to television shows? Because I think that's a great idea.
It would still be bad, but at least I can break it up into episodes. So yeah.
It won't be though. Like mostly his director stuff, like Batman vs. Superman Ultimate Edition. Better, like good. Yeah. Snyder Cut, good. Imagine if Rebel Moon Snyder Cut is good. That would be crazy.
We'll never know. We got the movies.
Because I'm not gonna watch it, but crazy. It's crazy to me. We're going to get so dragged by Snyder fans for all this.
Good. Fuck the Snyderverse people. They're idiots.
I agree.
So come argue with me, Snyderverse folks, if you're listening.
Yes. Brian would love that.
I do.
Anyway, DCEU is dead. DCU starts at the end of next year. Creature Commandos coming late 2024, Brian.
Nice.
So check that out. And that's it. DCU. It's going to be hard not to say DCEU. I don't know why. I guess just because we've been doing it for 10 years. DCEU lasted 10 years. But the DCU is coming. Creature Commandos, first show leading into Superman in 2025. James Gunn. I trust him. He's a good storyteller. I think he can tell some good stories as the head of the studio.
Agreed.
So we'll see. Other than that, rest in peace to the DCEU. You had a lot of potential. You had some very bad leadership, and that's the reason you're dead. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for us. Until next week, Brian, are you going to be able to watch all 9 episodes of What If and record an episode next week for the people?
There he goes.
All right. My guy. So we'll be back sometime early 2024. I assume we'll do an episode probably New Year's Day, maybe the day after, depending. I don't know. We'll watch all 9 episodes of What If, one a day. Keep watching them. I liked the Christmas episode. I thought it was interesting. That's all.
Is that today's?
That was today's, yes.
Oh yeah, one back.
Yes. So that'll be fun. Or was fun. I already watched it. So we'll be back for that, and then we'll do Echo, and then we're gonna have to figure out what we're gonna do because it's a pretty light year for content. So we'll see. Sure. We'll see what the ideas are flowing. But we still got the beginning of the year. We got some hot new content, some hot off the presses content. So check us out.
Oh, yeah.
We're on X at Infinity Box RW. Check us out. That's all the fun stuff over there. Check us out on all the podcast apps. Apple Podcasts, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, iHeart the Radio, all those good places. Check out my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on X. And all the same podcast apps plus Spotify. Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done. The episode's over. Just say, like, goodbye.
Oh, bye.